like Desert Storm, when that was going on, the tank retrievers came in from all over the country by rail, and there was tons and tons. What I mean by that is several, maybe hundreds of tanks and tank retrievers and 2.5-ton trucks that were going overseas into the Middle East on Desert Storm. So we worked that job day and night. Nikki Farina was in charge at the time, and there was a lot of money to be made there.
So when these supplies for the first Gulf War were coming in, just describe what kind of work you were doing then.
Well, at the time I was working POVs, private owned vehicles. That's for military personnel that got to be stationed in Germany, and they would have their household goods plus their cars shipped over by Uncle Sam, and it would go on to Callahan, a big roll-on, roll-off type of ship. And we were doing that in POVs. And then the same thing vice versa. When the military personnel came back from overseas, they would come into LaGuardia Airport or Kennedy Airport, take a taxi to Bayonne. Once they came into Bayonne, they wanted to have their wives and kids and to pick up their cars and then drive down to Fort Dix or McGuire to the next duty station. So I was heavily involved with the POV section and cars coming off the ship at night and 200 or 300 just stole them in the field, check them in, do the paperwork on them. And then Desert Storm hit, and that's when all hell broke loose, and we were working day and night with military equipment, meaning like tanks, tank retrievers, sometimes parts of a helicopter, and 2-ton trucks and so forth. They would be going on a Callahan ship. So we did that for a period of time. I worked in other capacities when guys went on vacation or they were out sick. I would work in the household goods. We would call in trucks to take these big crates out of the terminal into trucks like New England Motor Freight trucks or whatever, and then they would be delivered to the next duty station, which was their household goods. So I did, and then I